County. Got the clouds keeping us company here, 56 degrees. And look at you, who I got in studio with me, not on the phone with me, Wayne Steiner, Red River Communications. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill and listeners.
Thank you. I'm doing great. Better now that you stopped in. You brought us goodies. You brought me a Red River Communications fly swatter.
Gotta always have swag, right?
Absolutely. And you brought me a chip clip, and I'm gonna use both of those. I'm gonna put those
awesome.
and a couple of candy.
Well, so, and our listeners that want to sign up, if they give me a call, I'll bring them some swag,
some good stuff.
Get them signed up.
I call you the question and answer guy at Red River Communications, and I know people have questions, too. It's like, well, what's the fiber thing? What's the advantage? Right. And you're the guy that can answer those questions, correct?
Yes. Our fiber has amazing speed. We're symmetrical, meaning our download and upload are the same speed, so you don't have that buffering. And it just enhances everything that you do with internet, whether it's using it for entertainment, watching movies, streaming, gaming. Your experience is going to be multiplied compared to other sources of internet.
And this is glass fiber, right?
This is glass fiber.
Unbelievable.
It's more secure because the data is transferred over light.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's basically secure from your home all the way to our central offices. So nobody else is connected to that same line as with coaxial cable. Mm-hmm. You're sharing it with your neighborhood.
Right. So. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about things going on at Red River Communications. Let's start with, you got a couple openings here.
We do have some openings that we're advertising, and you can get more info out on our webpage. We have a construction leader position and also a right-of-way specialist that we're advertising for. Both needed to expedite our growth in the surrounding area.
Well, you are growing.
You are definitely
growing. And we were talking about before we went on, your coverage area just gets bigger and bigger.
Right. And we're kind of finishing up those builds on both the Richland County side and the Wilkins side. So those will be wrapping up this season and getting all those people connected.
Here. And you got to do that before snow and freeze up and all
of
that good stuff.
We do, unfortunately. So, we're hustling to get those all connected.
All right. What else is going on? You've got a whole sheet full of things
there. Well, we just, you know, it's our service is reliable. You can connect multiple devices in the homes these days. They have anywhere from probably five items to connect to 20, 25. I've heard even more than that in families of like five, you know. So our internet can provide the speed for each one of those devices. So,
And that's in the home, too. You do a lot with businesses, too, helping businesses get quicker.
I've got my cohort is Sarah Larson. She's around, and she'll help these businesses get connected. And we have been plugging away at trying to reach out to everyone. If we've not gotten to you, please give us a call. That number is 701-553-8309. Right. And then they can ask for Sarah for the business side. They can ask for Wayne for the residential. And we'll gladly reach out to you and share what's happening at Red River and what we have available.
And it's so easy to get hooked up. I mean, this isn't an arduous process. You can get people going quite quick.
We can get you converted over to Red River, and our products include phone, internet, digital TV, and security cameras, to name a few. And we have those one-offs that we can provide services, especially in the business area, where we can meet all of your needs to get you connected.
Fantastic. Wayne, anything else you want to add here this morning before we wrap up?
Just remember, you know, Steve was on here just a few minutes ago.
Yes.
That if you connect with fiber to your home and you're looking to sell and make a little bit more, our fiber in your home.
Going to kick it up.
It's going to kick it up between 3 to 4% on the national averages.
Wow. So that's something, too. I'm glad you brought that up because that's something I don't think a lot of people think about, but should.
They don't. It's an investment.
Right. Absolutely. Wayne, great to see you.
Well,
good to have you in here. You got to stop in more often.
I will do that.
All right. Wayne Steiner, Red River Communications. Folks, if you missed any of this info, it'll be up on our website in podcast form early this afternoon. It's 926, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. There have been a series of disasters this year damaging farms and farm communities. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is the ranking member of the Committee on Small Business and Entrepreneurship. She says flooding along the Missouri River and tornadoes across the Midwest highlight the disparity between programs administered by the Small Business Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I was on the ground after each of these disasters and heard firsthand from Iowans about the difficulties they had in navigating recovery efforts. I heard from folks whose insurance couldn't cover the full repair or replacement of homes, businesses, or equipment because reckless Washington spending has made everything more expensive. FEMA and SBA did quickly set up recovery centers, and I want to thank them for that. But business owners were left frustrated by the two agencies' lack of coordination and competence. For example, Iowans received conflicting information about eligibility and application process. In Shelby County, which was hit by tornadoes in the spring, SBA provided outdated and completely wrong information, including sending disaster victims to a dead website. They didn't even realize they were doing so until my staff brought this to their attention.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has a report on this year's corn harvest.
In terms of the corn harvest, with the crop drying down fairly quickly, we see national harvest progress reaching 14% by September 22nd. Five-year average, 11%. Last year at this time, 13%. We do see pretty phenomenal progress in Missouri, doubling their five-year average of 19% harvested. The September 22nd number in Missouri is 38%. We also see double-digit harvest progress in Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, and Ohio among the Midwestern states.
He also talks about the soybean harvest.
The U.S. soybean harvest, 13% complete by September 22nd. Five-year average, just 8%. Last year, 10%. Progress, despite the remnants of Hurricane Francine, still continuing to move along in the Mid-South and the Mississippi Delta. Leading the nation in soybean harvest on September 22nd is Louisiana at 63%. Five-year average is 61%. Arkansas in the South coming in, almost doubling their five-year average harvest pace, 35% versus 18% on average. And we do see double-digit soybean harvest progress reaching up into the Midwest, including states like Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, and Ohio.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Breckenridge Senex. Now is a great time to start thinking about protecting your recreational vehicles and equipment. Stock up on Splash RV Antifreeze at any one of our four locations, and we would like to thank you for your continued patronage.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Partly to mostly cloudy sky, 57 degrees. It's Tuesday, September 24th, the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Damlo. It's 9:30. Good morning. A Lisbon man who threatened to kill his father over a bottle of nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas, has been given a suspended sentence. Hunter Mayers, 31, pleaded guilty to terrorizing, simple assault, interference with an emergency call, and having drug paraphernalia. The judge sentenced him to a year in jail but gave him credit for 14 days already served, then suspended the sentence for 2 years. Mayers will have to undergo a chemical dependency evaluation and be on supervised probation for 2 years. The investigation showed that Mayers had been using marijuana, Adderall, and nitrous oxide and causing disturbances in the family home for weeks before he was arrested in late August. I'll have more news after this.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and